In 1974, psychologist and author Pauline Boss began working with the U.S. Navy, interviewing the wives of pilots who were declared missing in action in Vietnam and Cambodia. The families were unsure if their loved one was alive or dead, and this caused them a great deal of confusion and suffering. They were caught in limbo, not knowing whether to grieve. She decided that this experience, in which the person in your life is both there and not there at the same time, needed a name. She called it ambiguous loss. 12 years later, she was working with family caregivers for dementia when she noticed the same phenomenon, but the other way around. The person was physically present, but in a way, not there at all.
The person's memory is fading, their cognitive abilities might be fading, and they may not even know you anymore. This is extremely confusing for families. Through no fault of their own, it becomes a complicated loss and therefore a complicated grief.
With dementia, the work of caregiving is always being complicated by this question. Are they still aware? We either want to think of them as completely gone, so we don't feel guilty if we don't visit, thinking they'll never remember it anyway. Or we imagine that they're still aware of everything, and we feel guilty for every moment we don't spend with them. This uncertainty is especially confusing when there are these rare moments of clarity.
Because then they think, look, he was just back. Maybe Dad or my loved one isn't really sick. It adds to the confusion, even though they find those moments joyful. Your only hope is to increase your tolerance for ambiguity. I encourage both and thinking to help with that, where you keep two separate truths in your mind at the same time. My loved one is here, but they're also gone.
It's so difficult to hold these two things in mind at the same time, but at least recognizing that this ambiguity is the source of the confusion and pain helps, because our society doesn't really know what to do with this kind of loss.
With ambiguous loss, there is no greeting card, there is no gathering of people, there are no rituals. The community, for the most part, has not recognized even that there is that type of loss. So the family is left on its own,